is FUV Live Sessions, a podcast brought to you by WFUV in New York City. Each week, we talk to artists in our Bronx studio and we listen to them play a live set. You'll get to hear the songs and learn about the artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to follow the show to stay up to date on all the latest episodes and maybe even find your next favorite artist or band. And if you like what you hear, please rate and review the show so other music lovers can find it. This is FUV Live Sessions with Shovels and Rope. I'm Megan Oftermat, and I'm here with host Eric Holland at WFUV. Eric, Michael, and Carrie Ann are such fun, easygoing, lighthearted people, and I feel like they really just brought that joy to the session from start to finish. I also think it's worth mentioning for our listeners who might not be familiar with like the processes of live music, but they did in fact sleep on their tour bus in the parking lot here so that they could be here for this session.
Rock and
morning.
Roll. Yeah.
And they were still so warm and kind and easygoing. And I just think that's a really special vibe that they bring to the spaces that they perform in.
Yeah, well, you hit the nail on the head with that joy. One of their early recordings was "Oh, Be Joyful," and they've always held on to that, and I think they appreciate everything they have, being able to have a family on the road and do their thing and be the rare rock and roll couple that stays together. I mean, you got Derek and Susan from Tedeschi Trucks, but I can't really think of another one that has had legs like Shovels and Rope.
Yeah, and maybe it has something to do with that joyful energy that they bring to everything, it seems like.
Yeah, no doubt. And another great thing about having them in here is just to see who's doing what and when, because, you know, they're all about only the two of them creating the amazing sounds that they produce.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So what are we going to hear first from them for this session?
Well, the first one is you had to ask me that, and you need me butchering this pronunciation again, but it's Piranhanana.
One, two, three, four. Rock hard, rock bottom. Margaritas gonna smoke them if she got them. Made a living off of beating off the bottom. She's a natural when she's fastened in the shackles of the night. She's using it to na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Prayers up to the Father. Got me thinking, like, why even bother? But she's about to go and show him what he taught her. Is
I'm Eric Holland. It is a pleasure to welcome back Shovels and Rope to the WFUV studios in the Bronx.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.
Yeah.
Carrie Ann Hurst, Michael Trent. New album is called Something Is Working Up Above My Head. It's full of the lively energy that we're used to from Shovels and Rope and some dynamite songs to add to your remarkable body of work.
Thank you.
How was the show Friday night in Brooklyn?
It was great. It's always good to show up in Williamsburg and kind of Michael's old stomping ground for a little period of our 20s, like running around. Had a great show. Some great fans came out. And yes, nice way to kick it off.
Excellent. I didn't know you lived in Brooklyn for a spell.
Just a couple of years. Yeah, I just did it. Wanted to live there in my 20s and see what it was all about. Get called all the names, you know.
Last time we spoke was way back in 2016 when Little Seeds had come out. And you did it at your home studio in Charleston. And you had, I remember you said your daughter's name had to be, or your daughter's age had to be chronicled in months at that time. She was 13 months.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, quick check-in. How's Louisiana?
She's great. She's a great little roadie. She loves tour life. She's out there. We got added a crewmate, little brother Oscar, who they're running around the Bronx Zoo, having a great time. The best tour life ever. While we fill our days, and I think it's great. I think they're having fun. And they're going to be great lighting techs and sound engineers when they grow up.
And I love how they're getting a little zoo time when you're here hanging at FUV.
We
capitalize.
The home studio that you had at that point, you called Studio B's because there was some...
a bee infestation, yes.
but you've moved since then, right? And now you're working on with a new home studio, is that right?
Yeah,
right
about the time when we had Louisiana... we became painfully aware that we couldn't record loud rock and roll music with an infant in the house, you know? It wasn't happening, the schedules weren't syncing up, and so we ended up building a studio basically just in our backyard. You know, it's a nice little utilitarian room, it's no big whoop, but it's got a little kitchenette, and it's got a bathroom, and we can have friends stay in there, and we can do our stuff and sort of separate the work life from the mayhem.
Mm, perfect. Spending time with the new album, Something Is Working Up Above My Head, a tune that jumped right off the album and that also jumps right out of the speakers when we play it on the radio is, help me with the pronunciation, Peranhanana.
You're close enough.
Peranhanana. I can't do it. Peranhanana.
Yeah, that's really good. It's a song that Michael brought to our work pile. It's a great narrative story about a person who has grown up maybe in a life that's very rough around their edges, but they're disaffected by it. I always think of a young Louis Armstrong or James Brown growing up just, you know, in homes of ill repute and navigating that and having that to be a reality. Like,
now, I knew Richard Pryor grew up like that. Did Louis Armstrong and who else did you just say?
James Brown.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. There's no rock and roll without hoe houses. You can't, there's no blues, there's no jazz, there's the condition of motherhood and in those circumstances, you know, the preciousness and little indelicacies of life seem, you know, they're just a part of everyday life. So that's my interpretation of Michael's song.
Well, and it's really just like, it's a simple rock and roll song. It felt kind of primal, you know, there's no real trickery to it or anything like that. It was just kind of, it felt like a nice backdrop for this weird little story about some dude who's maybe he's owning his zen in his world of madness, like we all do.
I love how it starts off rock hard, rock bottom, and ends heavy metal. One of the great joys of seeing Shovels and Rope is watching you play so many things at once. And I've never seen anyone else do what you do, Carrie Ann, with the one hand holding a drumstick and the other playing a synth. Is there precedent for that as far as you know?
Well, you know, when we were on tour with the Wood Brothers, and I'm by no means some fantastic accomplished musician, but the one who is Jana Ricks, who is the percussionist and plays some of the low end for the Wood Brothers. And that guy...
he plays everything.
He plays everything, and he does what we do better than we do. But before that, I was pretty sure I was the only game in town who could do it. Michael can obviously do it too, but I really have enjoyed living in the drum side of things and getting to play that instrument, because as a young musician, I was very intimidated and would have never imagined that I would ever get to pretend to be the drummer in any band. So
we're not really good at any of the things that we're playing, but you know, I think arrangements matter, and mm-hmm. we piece it together nicely.
Just going back to the multitasking, Michael, you have the foot organ underneath your guitar pedal rig.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so it's like a dual level kind of underground there.
Yeah, so it, basically one of us can be playing a bass, you know, with one of the synths, and the other one will be playing like some kind of a high, you know, an organ sound or strings along with the bass and along with the drums and the guitar. So it's like, it's kind of like a four piece. It's like a real simple four piece arrangement.
And it's really part of your philosophy and aesthetic, and I think you look at it as a challenge where it's only you two, nobody else can help.
That's
it. And if you can't do it live on stage, you're not interested in it. Is that right?
It is the limitation that we work in, and it's funny. We've been at it for a long time. We've been at least 12 years on the road as this band, and I still, every now and then there'll be somebody is quite surprised that it's only us two tonight, and we have to explain, no, it's always just us two. There's never a third person. There's never anybody off stage helping. There's no computers. We're a two-headed octopus, and our arms and legs are doing as much as we can, and all of the sound that we make, each little sound is important, because it's just, you know, there's not...
We fight and scrape for every noise and every sound that we're making. We're, you know, we are operating these things,
mm-hmm.
and that's why we've thought about... starting beef with
fake beefs, but beefs nonetheless. Maybe we should have real
beef.
It's
not fun if you call it a fake beef.
Well, I don't like to have fights.
Just, you know, like there's a lot of bands out there that there's two people on the poster, and we're like, man, we fight and scrape for every note, every sound, and these folks are, they got their posters, there's just the two of them acting like a duo.
Called a fuo, a faux duo.
Yeah, it's a faux duo.
It's a faux duo.
No disrespect, but put your band on the poster. Put your band on the poster and quit fronting. Because there's only two people in this band all the time. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Monday
Which
and Tuesday.
Which also means that we can fail spectacularly. You
That's
know,
hilarious.
With all of the things that are happening at the same time. And sometimes we do. And sometimes we have to figure it out. Something, you know, isn't working or whatever, and we have to turn on a dime, which is kind of part of the fun in a sick way.
You definitely get your money's worth watching us suffer when things are going terribly wrong.
The parallel is doing live radio, you know, that occurs to me.
Right.
You know, there's got to be some stakes.
Razor's edge, baby.
Yeah. That's it. The new album from Shovels and Rope is Something Is Working Up Above My Head. You mentioned being out on the road with the Wood Brothers. You were also out on the road with somebody else.
Gregory Alan Isakoff.
Gregory Alan Isakoff, uh-huh. Exactly the person who I was trying to think of, because he figures in the song I think you're about to do, which is the sweetest song. And if, you know, if I don't check my head, it could just make me burst right into tears.
We had this song, Love Song from a Dog. It was brand new. We didn't know how to play it, and Greg took us out, and we decided to play it on stage, you know, in front of his audience, because we knew they were listeners, and we played it that first night, and it really connected with people, and it kind of surprised us, because we didn't really think all that much of it. We knew it was a sweet song, and we knew that, it was a good song. We just didn't know it was going to connect that hard.
Let's hear it. This is Love Song from a Dog from Shovels and Rope, FUV Live.
I was born in a meadow by a stream, original and clean. No one there but my mother and my team, running in my dream. Fastest you ever seen. When I met you, it was just like being born. There was no past to mourn.
lay around in this necklace I adorn. Never worry about a storm. Every night I'm warm. One word. Colorblind, lovesick fool. Running like I'll die if I don't get to you. Running like I got more legs than two. Running like it's something that I was born to do. I lay down dead every time you leave. I can barely breathe. Lock my eye on a clearing in a tree till you return to me. One word.
FUV Live with Shovels and Rope, Love Song from a Dog from the new record, Something is Working Up Above My Head. Michael playing acoustic on that, and one of the charms of Shovels and Rope, of course, your vocal harmonies.
Thank you. Yeah, and on the record, we talked Greg into singing a verse on it, it's one of the rare times we hear us doing a three-part thing, but it was really nice to sing with Greg.
Hmm. The first time I ever met you two was at Electric Lady Studios in 2012, and you had your dog Towns Van Zandt there with you.
Rest in peace, good dog.
Oh man, yeah.
Is there a dog around the house these days?
Tell him, Carrie.
Well, I'll tell you what happened.
Tell him the whole story.
We were in New Orleans playing at Tipitina's. I think I was in an exhausted mental state. A girlfriend of mine took me to a dog rescue to whom she knows the owner, and I convinced them to let me run off with a little red heeler.
And what was the last thing that you said to me before we parted ways, before you went to the
I'm going
shelter?
To get coffee with Nikki, or maybe we should get a dog someday. But when I got back with the dog, it was just, you know, we're going to see if you like the bus. And he came on the bus and the kids fell in love with the dog. Now, this is a red heeler. This is a wild working dog who has no manners, who can't. He's so smart, but he is just like always hurting everything, nipping at heels. And he's not the dog we raised from a baby. He's the dog that lives with us that like raises Cain. But he's my baby and I love him so much, but he's a bad dog.
Carrie went and got him while I was asleep. You forgot to mention that.
I did. I went and got him without permission while he was asleep. And
one of our daughter peeked in my bunk and she was like, "Dad, I have a surprise."
But we're still married.
I knew.
We're still married.
Yeah.
And everything's okay, sort of. With Bernard, anyway.
Bernard's the dog's name.
Bernard, yeah.
His name is Bernard Red Beans and Rice Robinson because he came, he's from southeast Louisiana. We got him off the kill floor of some godforsaken Cajun dog kennel.
And good on you. Yeah. That's great. And is a heeler kind of like a coonhound?
It's more like a cow dog, like an Australian Shepherd kind of dog, like a little square, like Bluey from the Wonderful Children's Show.
But they're totally here. Unlike Bluey in the fact that they are kind of the worst dogs, these heelers. They're like, there's no way that you should own one of them if you don't have like a huge farm. Mm-hmm. They need to go and go and go, and they yip a lot. I feel like the song was actually born out of the complex relationship that I have with Bernard. Maybe I was wrestling a little bit with my feelings of dog love. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, there's no dog like your OG dog.
Yeah, that's one of those songs, like A Beautiful Day from U2, where why didn't I write that song, you know? Yeah. Taking the perspective of a dog is fantastic, and I don't know of any other song that's done it.
I think the only other song that may have been was the Beach Boys song, Good Vibrations. I'm pretty sure that was supposed to be from a dog's perspective.
Oh.
And I'm going to have to give it a Google or two, and you'll have to fact check me, but I think Brian Wilson shares our stream of genius. I think we're exactly the same because we obviously think the same way.
Carrie Ann, you mentioned that you and Michael are still married,
yeah,
which is great. And I feel like the song I'd Be Lying, is that a relationship song?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
It's, that song, a friend of mine was just having a hard time in her life, and we were just navigating that, and it was one of those bits of advice where you're like, everybody in a relationship sometimes feels like it'd be easier to burn it down and cut and run, but you examine the big picture and what you really are trying to do. And I feel like we're no expert, but I get the impression that that's what marriage is all about, you know, is compromising and meeting each other's needs and meeting each other in the middle. And so that song is definitely kind of a reference to the changes that we all go through in our lives and having compassion for somebody and giving them some, you know, some grace while they're struggling.
Mm. Michael, any last lick on that song before you play it?
No, this is just one of our favorite songs to play. I feel like it came together really quickly. We started, you know, we wrote it. It was like a true co-write.
Mm-hmm.
Where Carrie brought in a verse, and then I came up with the chorus, and I don't know. It was just one of those. It was very natural, and it felt really nice and easy to play right off the get. And it's one of our favorites to play live, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the hang. Always great to see you.
Oh,
great
thanks.
To see you.
Good to see you, Eric.
New album from Shovels and Rope is Something Is Working Up Above My Head. Ending this FUV live session, here's I'd Be Lying.
Are you listening to some hot talk? Are you hanging on a deadline? Yelling the quiet part out loud and the words don't rhyme. I'd be lying if I told you that I never felt the same desire. Patching the cracks when it seems easier to set your own house on fire. And it won't be the first time, and it won't be the last. I'll be waiting with my eyes closed to the dicer cast. Come down, come down. You're gonna hurt yourself. For a long time, and though I studied it from far away, I never seen you with your eyes so black or your mind so frayed. It was a perfect execution, a display of elegance in spades, a bloody evolution, pirouetting on the edge of a razor blade. It won't be the first.
first time, and it won't be the last. Like we're sailing through the chimney with a broken mast.
Shovels and Rope performing and in conversation at WFUV in New York. A big thank you to the band for joining us in our studio and to Dual Tone Records. Thanks to our WFUV audio team, including Jim O'Hara and Nadia Garriga. Our FUV live studio sessions are engineered by Jim O'Hara. Our associate producer for this episode was Andrew Massey. Megan Oftermat is our executive producer. Our theme music was composed by John Crick. Be sure to follow FUV Live Sessions wherever you get your podcasts, and you can listen to new episodes and find your next favorite artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday. You can also catch audio and video of FUV Live Sessions on WFUV.org. I'm your host, Eric Holland. FUV Live Sessions is a production of WFUV in New York.